This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 18, part one of on location coverage of Saturday nights at Pride 2016.
Be fueled by this love. Go ahead and bring it in. I want you to keep your hands up in the air. And with your hands up, I'm going to get wooey on you now. I want you to feel that energy coming back onto you like the rain that's supposed to hit us, but God has kept things out of our way for now. Let it rain down on you and let it completely fuel you, because obviously we still have a lot more work to do, okay? Now, whether you are out doing activist work, like I said before, living, loving hard, living out loud is a radical act. So keep being radical. I love you guys. Thank you.
Twin Cities Pride Podcast, live in location, Loring Park. It's nighttime now, right? I mean, it's Saturday night, right?
So
loving it.
6:37, so I think that brings us into evening.
The entertainment has begun. So I am here with?
I'm Sweet Pea. I am actually the Pride in Concert main host. So I'm the MC for the night.
And how does it feel to be out here celebrating Pride with all these people in Loring Park tonight?
It feels so amazing, and it feels crucial. I think it's very important to still be here together today. You know, I just think it's really great that with everything that's going on, that we still have such incredible numbers showing up to the park that are ready to celebrate and be with one another. So I was telling them just a few minutes ago that being loving hard and living out loud is a form of activism. So they're being radical activists by being here and just enjoying and celebrating community.
Thank you so much for your time, Sweet Pea. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Megan.
Alex.
Tyler.
And can any of you actually just tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
Just being open and accepting and loving yourself and everybody being there to accept that and reciprocate it.
Equality.
Equality as well. Just being like non-afraid about being who you are. So.
Thank you. Can one of you tell me about your first Pride?
My first Pride was actually in Loring Park, and just seeing how open people are is so liberating. It's great to be who you are, and understanding the next year is just going to be even more better than the last year. So,
thank you. Who else has a first Pride story?
I actually came with my friend Alex, who is here next to me. I am straight, but he is my life. He is my best friend, and I will do anything for him. And I came here, and I think 2 years ago was my first Pride. And it was huge. It was accepting. You can come here and see that everybody accepts you for who you are, and you don't have to hide behind anything, and you just get to be you. And that's a great weekend. Oh, shoot. Great weekend for anybody to be able just to be yourself and not have to hide. That's awesome.
Well said. That's beautiful. Thank you. And, sir?
Yes, the first experience was probably, what, 3 years ago, and it was actually really, like, confirming to be able to just be free, essentially, and being able to just be you and be with the people that you actually love the most, you know, and have fun and meet a lot more people.
Thank you. So that was your first Pride. What about tonight? How does it feel to be here with all these people celebrating Pride tonight?
Love it.
Ready for the night to continue, actually.
Just getting started, right?
It's awesome. Everyone's super accepting. Everyone's here for one sole purpose, and we're all together in this.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. Happy Pride.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Twin Cities Pride Podcast, live in location, Loring Park. Pride Saturday night, and I'm here with
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, can you tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride is what we have to realize, like, where we still need to get. It is, you can take your friends out with you to celebrate and know that things are getting better, but it's still going to take time and effort. So what does Pride mean to you? How about that? What does Pride mean? Yeah, Pride. You're here. You're asking me the question. So, like, what does Pride mean to you?
It's equality, man. It's all about equality. It's all about celebrating equality and individuality and freedom and people being free to be who they are.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Down.
So, thanks.
Down.
Enough. Do you have a first Pride story you'd like to share with me?
So, actually, I do. My first Pride was in, let's see. So, it's been a couple years. I've had some mileage on me. So my first Pride was in 2001 in Seoul, Korea.
Wow.
Seoul, Korea. I'm military.
Tell me about that. Yeah.
So I'm military. So Seoul, Korea. And there were only maybe 20 people in the whole parade. But everyone that went there did it. And they were so excited to be there, even though without the protesters and... Because Korea is a very religious country and very about their ways. So it was very humbling to see that. To see that there were 25 people that marched in the whole parade and did their thing. So it was amazing. And now you look at Pride, and Pride is like a fest that everyone goes to. So
yeah, thank you. And so what about tonight then? How does it feel to be here with all these people celebrating Pride in Loring Park?
It feels amazing that you see so many people, and no matter whether they're straight or gay, they're here just to like have a good time and appreciate everyone else that's in their life. So everyone's here to celebrate. All about that. So
thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for your time. Happy Pride.
Thank you for, you know, having this a good thing, a good vibe about it. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian, and I want to tell you how neat Pride is. Pride is so much fun. It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, ally. I love the Pointer Sisters, and Ryan knew that, and I didn't even know Ryan. And what's so cool is Ryan gave me a Pointer Sisters shirt. He didn't even know me, but he, like, gave me a Pointer Sisters shirt. And that's what Pride is all about. I appreciate you guys being here, and I appreciate everybody just coming together. It doesn't matter what you believe or who you are. I think everybody coming together, wouldn't you agree, is what this is all about, no matter what.
I totally agree.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you very much for your time tonight, gentlemen, and have fun tonight. Thank you. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Ed.
Michelle.
And can either one of you, can you tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
Oh, man. Well, that's a good question. I think, other than the obvious definition of being proud of who you are, I think the fact that you can be here with whomever you want, friends, partners, whatever, and there's just kind of no rules, and you just love and have fun.
I agree. It's a hell of a good time, and it doesn't matter who you are, what you like, what you want to do. It's all fun.
Well said. I love it. And can one of you tell me about your first Pride or one of your first Pride experiences?
Actually, I worked at Pride for a vendor probably 15 years ago, and it was for a job, and, you know, it was kind of grueling to be in the heat under a tent and not be able to enjoy it, and I'd never been to it before, and so to see it from the perspective of all the people working here, I appreciate that.
Thank you. And your first Pride?
Well, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty much a dish show. I was pretty drunk. Oh, I remember dancing a lot. And I don't know. It was fun. We were dancing and sharing, and yeah.
So that was that Pride. How about this Pride? How does it feel to be here in Loring Park with all these people celebrating Pride tonight?
Feels good. It was a really hot day. You know, we kind of did it in stages. Came early, left, came back when it cooled down. Lucky to not have any rain. So it's a good event. A lot of people.
Feels great. It is, yeah. It's great. I'm drinking. It's all good.
Janessa, Pride to me means everybody getting along and having a good time together, regardless of sexual orientation. My first Pride was last year. I just moved to Minneapolis, and it was the first time I got to experience how amazing Minneapolis is and everybody getting together to celebrate such a good thing.
Christy!
Hi, Christy. Can you tell me, what does Pride mean to you?
I have family that is in the gay community, and I have always supported it, and it's one of those things where it's not out of the ordinary, it's just normal life to me, and I love how family-oriented and friendly Minneapolis is. Just Minneapolis for Pride Week, it is amazing, and I love being involved with it every weekend. My first Pride experience is at 15. It was a new, very different experience, and it was eye-opening. I mean, it was just great to see a community that wanted to come together, support something that, you know, this Minneapolis, they hold it dear and true to their hearts, and it is one of those things where it was great, and it definitely, you know, it reassured my opinion, and it was just one of those things where it's like, yes, this is the city that I love, the city that I will always root for in Minneapolis Pride weekend. It's just a great event.
Thank you so much. And so what about this Pride? How does it feel to be here with all these people celebrating Pride tonight?
It's nice. It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell today, but it's great, and I love it. And you know what? They never disappoint.
You're here with Misha Astrin, a professional dating coach who's giving dating advice to people at Pride.
So you're carrying around a couple signs with you, right? Can you tell me about those signs?
Yeah, one of them's free hugs. I think a great way to celebrate Pride and to embrace each other and accept each other for who we are is actual embracing, is actually hugging people. So I want people to feel more comfortable with and open with really connecting with people on a physical level.
And then what's the other sign?
The other sign's dating advice. The dating advice sign is connected to Pride because I think to be proud of yourself, you have to have really good relationships with people. And I, as a dating coach, want to empower as many people as possible to connect, to create meaningful bonds, to realize and grow as people, and really learn to accept themselves and love themselves so they can love other people.
Well said. Tell me about your outfit here.
I'm wearing a full spandex tiger costume because I want people to feel comfortable approaching me. When people see a weird outfit, they're like, oh, that's so cool. It's like they have a reason to talk to you and connect. My first Pride, I honestly didn't know what to expect. My friend dragged me to it, and everyone was so welcoming. It was shocking how much people had approached me and talked to me and were so open about who they were. And it's such a great culture to be a part of because it really inspires me to be more open and honest and direct with people in other areas of my life when I walk away.
Thank you. And where can people go to maybe find out? Do you have like a Facebook if people want dating advice or hugs at their event or something? Tell me where can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page called Free Hugs Guy U of MN. If you type in Free Hugs MN with no spaces, you'll find me. Feel free to contact me about dating advice, hugs, anything you need. I'm there for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Happy Pride. Have a good time tonight. I guess we're hugging now. We're hugging. All right. Thanks, man. Happy Pride.
The TC Pride Podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.